Interesting.
Oh, hey, that's better. Yeah. And then when I rebooted, it said, hey, you have to update Skype. What?
Yep.
Told you I had a camera. It's one of those little, it's an old, like, clip on your mic thing.
Ah.
Oh, then he's gone. Oh, that's a hand, palm, face, shirt,
well,
wall.
Stop.
Window.
I can see. Thank you.
And welcome to another mini pop brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Matt,
April,
Logan.
I didn't know what order. Yeah, I felt this.
Watch like,
hands.
Come on!
I felt this like dead space. I was like,
you have to
April.
Watch his hands.
True.
I don't pay attention to Dad.
Well,
though.
Matt can't see my hands. I don't think.
No,
I can't see it. I can't see a thing.
But he did
well,
point
I can
at
see
you,
April and Logan.
He did.
But
he did point at you.
And this mini pop, we're going to be looking at Man of Steel, the latest Superman movie that Zack Snyder directed. And basically, we'll let Matt kind of take over from here, unless he wants me to give you some of the other info.
Oh, you can give the other info if you want.
Okay.
No, keep talking.
The writers, basically just the one key one was David S. Goyer. Was Henry Cavill, was he the one who played Superman?
Yes.
Okay, and Amy Adams was Lois Lane, and I'm going to assume Michael Shannon was...
He was
Zod.
Yeah.
Was it Russell Crowe that did...
Yeah, he was Jor-El.
Okay, that's...
He is Jor-El, who's Superman's father.
The guy from Law & Order, SVU, was in it.
Don't Which one's that?
Special Victims Unit.
The one that was...
Oh, yeah, the Special Victims, the...
The...
Colonel,
yeah, the soldier dude that's
oh,
all
yeah.
Rude. He's like, you were a day early.
It's Christopher
something.
I don't
know.
Remember his last name.
I just saw his face.
I'd have to look it up.
And I recognize the reporter chick from something else too, Lois. And I
she
recognize
she was in the Muppet movie.
Yeah,
love interest.
She's been in quite a few movies.
She's pretty popular.
So that's the one I recognize her from was Muppets. Hey.
Yep. So, all right, we'll go into the movie a little bit. Man of Steel, it's not a revamp, I want to say, of the original Superman movies. This is kind of a combination of Superman, the original Superman 1 and 2.
Yep.
Not to be confused. What was the Superman Returns?
Yeah,
that
was...
Didn't that come out not too long ago?
I think that was in 11.
What?
Superman Returns, where Lois had a little boy from their nocturnal events in Superman 2.
Yeah, it's...
I don't even remember that movie.
You don't?
Did I watch that?
Good, because it wasn't the greatest.
That's probably why I don't remember it. I don't even remember that coming out.
To me, it wasn't the greatest movie. This one, you start out with, and it's been a little while since I've watched this one, but I do believe you start out on Krypton.
Yeah, because his mom is giving birth.
Right, basically gives birth to Superman, or Kal-El, as he's called there. And you get a little history of what kind of happens, or what happened to Krypton, as to why Superman was sent away to Earth. And in that little bit of story, you learn that instead of them having... Okay, children the natural way. I don't know a better way of saying that.
True.
They're genetically engineered.
Yep.
To have a specific role as to what they're to do for the community.
It's like bumblebees.
Like Zod France. Was engineered to be the
warrior cast,
leader of the army, if you want to say.
Yeah. It's kind of like an ant colony. Yeah, general warrior cast and...
Right.
Scientists. Like so like bees.
There are bees,
yeah.
Ants,
yeah.
Oh, same kind of thing.
So you learn that and why Superman was sent away and what happened, you know, to the planet.
Yeah. And how Zod and his group survived too.
Yep, and how Zod and the rest of them survived was kind of an accident.
They
were supposed to be killed.
At least a group of them already knew the place was going to blow, but they were just sent to banishment for the duration of the remaining time of Krypton.
True.
Right. And it was kind of a fluke that Zod and all them survived. But Jor-El...
Very beginning, kind of sounded like they were kind of working together for a while, and then they kind of took different paths. Kind of
well,
like the...
General Zod and Clark's dad were like friends.
Yeah. The only thing they disagreed Jor-El. On was the test tube baby Jor-El. Subject.
Yes. And that kind of what sparks the rest of the movie is Kal-El... takes, I believe they called him Kodak.
Yep.
Or something like that.
I think that's right. Yeah, Kodak.
I don't remember. But it was, right, it was kind of the blueprints of how to build everyone and what they were building in the way of people, genetically engineering people. And he injects that, as Logan said, into Kal-El's DNA and sends him to Earth.
It's something annoying. That would not have been near as good an idea after the fall of Krypton, because they weren't planning for a fall of Krypton. They don't know that you need to replace however many certain types before you can do it. So if you just follow the plans, you're screwed.
Yep. And then after all that happens, there's not really much of Superman himself as a child. Some of it's told in snippets of backstories.
Yeah.
No. You know, and I don't want to ruin, you know, what happens in the movie for anybody. But there's basically Lois Lane tracks down this hero that they keep hearing about. Well, and that's how she finds out that Clark Kent is Superman.
Well, we get the, what's that show where they go out fishing?
Yeah.
Kind of get that.
Yeah, Deadliest Catch.
Yeah, Deadliest Catch vibe for a while.
Yep. He saves an oil rig, you know. And he ends up finding a ancient, I don't want to say ancient, I don't know if I could portray it as ancient.
Yeah, not.
It was an old Kryptonian, if that's the right word.
Or whatever.
Yeah, ship that they had sent out to colonize.
Wasn't the one, that was? Wasn't that what Zod and his crew was on?
No.
They were on a world builder, if I could say that word.
So they're not the ones that crashed
right.
And they're...
They go to...
Until the very end was in order.
Oh, wait, no. Never mind.
Right, Zod and his group were going to other planets that they had once colonized and were looking for a way to rebuild Krypton. but they needed the codex that were in Superman to do it. And they find the world builder, world chip, if that's what you want to call it.
Right.
They find that, and they find Kal-El on Earth. And the fight ensues.
Because the one ship that you were talking about was the scout ship?
It might have been a scout ship.
I can't remember how many years, but like you said, it was sent there to colonize Earth, but they all, I guess, died, I guess. I don't know.
It's probably because of the atmosphere.
Yeah, because remember that.
It's not that different, but it's different enough to be able to kill you.
It wouldn't kill humans.
Yes, but the Superman, the Kryptonians, it actually benefits them.
Yeah, it actually gave them, heightened their senses, I guess you want to say. Yeah.
Right.
But Superman had learned to control it over being younger and learning. And when Zod and them got there, it was overwhelming to them at first.
So they had to wear masks.
Right. Mm-hmm. And when they stuck Superman on their ship, he lost some of those extra powers he gained from the atmosphere.
And apparently what sounds to be some of the leveled up strength of the Kryptonians, because apparently from what they said, the Kryptonians had more strength on average than the average humans anyways. That's too.
Because of the gravity.
It was a different gravity. It was a difference in planetary structure, which they did a really good job of, to me, portraying why Superman was the way he was, or is, however you want to say that.
Yeah.
True.
There's some really good one-liners in there. I like the one where Superman surrenders and they handcuff him. Do you guys remember that scene?
My favorite scene was when he was sitting in the holding cell.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. When he's handcuffed and he's talking to Lois Lane.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, why'd you let him handcuff you? Well, it wouldn't be much of a surrender if I didn't.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know,
I think
okay. And he just kind of stands up, breaks the handcuffs, and starts talking. It's like, okay.
Oh, I mean, I liked this movie up until after she finds him. I liked the part with her going from town to town and looking for him because I liked seeing that everyday Superman. I don't know. I like that type of stuff. But
you like that Superman?
For some reason, the like fights and the action that picked up, it didn't.
Really? You didn't care for that much? There's another good scene with that, too, where the truck driver dumps the pitcher on top of Superman, then he walks out to his truck later, and it's like, got telephone poles through it, and it's like hung up. Yeah. And the guy's kind of going, crap.
True.
I mean, there's some humor.
And I think one of the more dramatic parts was between his father and Clark, when they show him this, you know, they go down and show him the spaceship and say, you're the answer. And Clark goes, I just want to be your son or something like that. But go back to being your son. And the father goes, well, you are my son.
Yeah.
So I think Kevin Costner did a pretty decent role with that for what limited it was.
Yeah, he did. There's a lot of dramatic scenes in his past. A lot of them are the flashback scenes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of drama in those. Then there's actions in the fight scenes. I thoroughly did enjoy the movie. It's kind of a, I guess, Superman reboot.
I would call it
that. You
want
to call it that?
Yeah.
But it wasn't a redo like the Star of Treks. Superman's.
Kind of like the Star Treks, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, and I really think any Superman fan would enjoy it. I never read the Superman comic, so I can't say how true it was to any of the info in the comics.
Well, the sun's usually his power source.
They never really said.
Does that mean at night he's useless?
No.
He's like a solar battery in the comics. He gathers up the sunlight.
I know, so does that mean like he runs out at 10 o'clock at night? He's just like a normal person.
He's a glow-in-the-dark times. Way too much.
My question would be, Richard may have watched some of the old Superman shows back in the 50s and 60s.
Oh, thank you.
You're not quite that old.
No,
but
I'm not.
Jeez.
You may have seen them in reruns.
I've seen a few.
My question would be, why did Superman stand there when they were shooting at him, but duck when they threw the gun at him?
Wouldn't that be an involuntary thing? Oh, so with the bullets,
be Superman,
though.
Come on.
I mean.
True. Why would he have to dodge?
Yeah.
Yeah, would he have to dodge the gun? So, yeah, it's one of those. But I thoroughly enjoyed the movie. I thought it was pretty good. There was a huge debate on the internet with this movie at the end. I don't want to ruin it for anybody. All if you want to look it up, there's the ending fight with Zod kind of gives a little spoiler.
Oh yeah, there was a really big
tussle about what actually happened in that scene.
You're a doggy.
Yeah, that was my poopy who come in. Looked at me like, dude, you're going to pet me? And then walked off when I'm busy.
Ignore me, why don't
no,
you?
No, I didn't really.
What was the rating on this?
PG-13.
Okay.
Because it's not going to be R or PG.
But yeah, that scene's the one that's most debated because he doesn't do anything like that in the comic books. That's
nope.
A true deviation that really happened. Mm-hmm. So, but in today's world.
Well, me and Chris were talking about that he doesn't really, in Superman, is it Superman 2 with Zod?
Yes, Superman 2.
Where he kind of tricks him. He does kill Zod in that one. He kind of picks him up and throws him into the chasm at the end.
Well, I'd have to rewatch it. It's been too many years. I was thinking they went back to the Phantom Zone, but I'd have to look and see.
No, because the big dude that never talked... Yep. He kind of jumped the fly, and he falls into the chasm. Lois Lane basically kicks the chick into the chasm, and then he basically picks up Zod and throws him into the chasm.
Okay.
There's the poopy again. Well, she come back in to get petted.
Walking poop?
No, she's just being a pain here.
People listening to
here,
this.
Midnight.
Let me see.
Nice.
Oh, the eyes. Right on the eyes.
That's my poopy. That is my puppy.
Me and my friends were talking about, because we have this marriage game we're doing in English where, you know, you get married to a person in the class and you have your income and you draw for kids and all that. So we were talking about kids' name as we were walking, and literally one of my friends was like, Lamp. Lamp's a good name, you know. And okay. So it was like, what's the worst name? You could come like just an inanimate object or something. Like, hi, carpet. How are you doing?
I guess it would work.
Oh. All right. Well,
dinner.
Now that we know about April's school.
There he is.
The worst name is dinner.
Dinner? Yeah. Come to dinner.
Where's dinner?
True.
Oh, careful there, but dog.
The fight
down my mic.
To get back to the movie, the fight scenes, though, to me, were a lot more... It's elaborate than the previous movies, which made it so much better. I mean,
I don't know. I kind of like the train.
I mean, there were when he was punching Zod across the city, and
they
was
were
pretty good.
They were. It was a. There were several pretty intense fights. There's at least two really intense fights. The one where they throw the train at Superman.
True.
It's like, whoa, okay.
Because they kind of break off the woman and the big guy. They kind of stay true to the old Superman 2 with the three main people. And the lady and the big guy fight them at first, and then Zod comes at the end. So
right. I don't want to ruin any of that for anybody, but it was good special effects.
Definitely.
Oh, here's the other poopy.
But then just watching how they fought, I don't know if the capes were digitally put in, but they were pretty cool. I mean, the way they kind of, she was throwing around, the capes would flow real nice. And there were several times when I looked at her when she was either being thrown and she was doing flips and getting back up with a cape flowing, just the black outfit and all that. I said, that would be a good Batgirl.
Yeah.
The
special effects were very good, you know, on par. They did a really good job with the movie. I mean, I watched it on, you know, video, not in a theater, so I couldn't tell you what it looked like on a big screen, but
did we?
I liked
we
it and would
it
recommend having it. Huh?
We watched it in the movie theater. And
did
yeah.
You?
I couldn't get into it, but I'm not a big Superman fan. I can't get into Superman in general, so I don't think my opinion really counts on this one, because, like...
Yeah, it does.
Because I didn't really like... Superman. And if you don't like the main character, you know, I don't see getting into it.
You know, I'm not a DC fan anyway. I've never, you know, oh man, Superman, oh man, Batman. That I'm staring at Richard's Batman in the back.
Hey, Captain America.
There's a Superman up there.
Oh, and Captain America. Guess that's
there,
Marvel.
There's your Marvel. Yeah.
There's a Superman up there.
And he's got this Batman right beside the big Batman.
But I've never been, you know, oh, I've got to watch Superman. Oh, I've got to watch Batman. But right. I did enjoy this. You know, and I think anybody that's a Superman fan would love it. Yeah, and even if you're not and haven't seen, you know, the original Superman man movies.
Right.
I think you'd still enjoy this and you get a good story out of it.
Yeah. I just couldn't get with Superman. I mean, I like DC as a whole. I think Superman's really the only one that I couldn't get into. Because he's too perfect. He's too, like, it's Superman. Blah, blah, blah. No, it's just Superman, guys.
And that's some of what some people, even other comics, have said. That, you know, he's too powerful. Who's going to be his enemy?
Batman kicks his butt all the time.
Anybody with a kryptonite.
Know, true, but still, he's so powerful. You know, like
this toddler gets in there. Oh, what's this?
No kryptonite. He's pretty much all powerful.
There was also the magic, if I remember correctly, was listed as
well. Magic, he's a weakness of him in the comic too. But he's pretty much so powerful, nobody can beat him. Where this movie kind of made him a little bit more human because of his actions. Like I said, we don't want to get too much into that.
Yeah.
Just his actions made him human, and he just had the powers to go with it.
I just don't think he has enough. He's too perfect. Not. I mean, based on powers. I mean, just as a person. He doesn't have enough chips around the edges like Batman's crappy, but I like him. I mean, and sometimes they compare, like Marvel, DC, they'll compare Superman and Captain America over here. And the reason I like Captain America a lot and I don't like Superman really is because Captain America does have that. You can see the cracks in it.
You can see the chinks in the armor.
Yeah, and you can...
True.
It's more relatable, like... The crappier the person, the more I like them.
Well, this movie, they really did make him more human.
That's what I would say.
They tried to make him more human. So it's good. I'd recommend, you know, it's definitely one of those that you should have. Everyone's going to like it. Well, if you're a superhero fan, I think you'll enjoy it.
I think one of the parts I liked in the movie a lot... It wasn't a very big part, but it's the only part I really, I was like, oh, dang, was after he saved the kids in the school bus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's walking with his dad up, and his dad's like, you know, bro, why you shouldn't have shown your power so easily, you know? And Clark goes, you know, what was I supposed to do, let them die or drown or something? And the dad, like, pauses for a long time, and then he's like, maybe or something. Yeah. I don't know what he says, but I'm just like...
Maybe they were supposed
to
die.
That was super deep right there. Like when he says maybe, it's deepness.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of like the end. Not to ruin it, but the end of the movie when the general's out driving down the road and Superman tosses that drone at him.
Oh, yes.
He's like, that was a $2 billion blade. I know where you're trying to find out where I hang my cape. It's like, what? Huh? You know, which made him a little more human because he's like, well, we got to know whose side you're on. Come on, General. I grew up in Kansas. You know, it's like,
I'm clearly on Korea's side here.
You know, yeah. Well, that's one of those scenes where they try to give him a little more human element that he wants to be human, but he has these powers. Right. So,
yeah.
You know, that's another element of that. So I would recommend you have it in your library. Everybody else thinks so.
Library.
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
I think the only thing, I'm like April, I wish they would have held his identity back from Lois for at least another movie or two. It's a little bit too quick.
This one's, that's how she meets him.
True.
He doesn't go into a reporter. He just wanders around doing whatever.
I know, but I wish it hadn't been revealed to her so quickly.
Yeah.
It fit all right. I enjoyed it, but.
Did you know they're coming out with an Annie movie?
Is she truly blonde?
It was in
it's like, ooh, squirrel.
We were at the theaters last night and we were walking down the hall and you know how they have the posters? There's this one for Annie and it was all red except for in white, big old block letters that said, "It's a hard knock life." And the only reason, you know, if you don't know Annie, the only reason you know it was Annie is down in the bottom right corner was the little Annie emblem. But instead of a normal Annie, it was her running over the Annie. It was her shadow running over it. So I don't know if that's going to be like a complete remake or like alternate. Alrighty. Or
makes it modernize it.
I think we killed this one.
Pretty much. So I think we're all in agreement with pickups, Man of Steel. You can pick it up off any jobber out there. And we hope you enjoyed this episode of our mini pop. And we'll be back again at another time with another subject, whether it's a book, movie, we'll see. Everybody out there, we're having fun. Hope you all are having fun as well. Have a good one.
Bye.
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 Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.